I was able to see kind of like, oh, well, who's starting today, you know, all that stuff. When I'm at the field or when I'm pitching, it's all 100%. I give everything I can, and then I'm absolutely spent at the end of the game, and I can go home kind of satisfied that I've spent everything. I've been able to kind of stay ahead of the adjustments and stuff through the scouting process. Looking at it last year, we, you know, Cliff and I won on the road last year, but it didn't really have anything to do with being on the road or at home. And so people were like, hey, congratulations, you guys made it. And it's like, so? This dude that I'm renting the house from here in Dallas, I think he's one of those dudes that's like, he's like Jerry Jones. Everything I do is deliberate. You know, I don't really follow what's going on unless I get it through Twitter. I came back from surgery, I started throwing harder, and I'm like, oh, hey, look, getting stronger works. Look at that. You know, I was getting updates through, you know, the guys that tweet. I don't just wake up and like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do this today. Like, I don't really watch a lot of TV. I do that cryo sauna thing. I did that today, you know, froze in my underwear, and that was cool. You know, I feel like I've been a lot more consistent. I feel like I'm really busy all the time. Like, if you can get a bigger TV, you're going to get a bigger TV. You know, it's just like the way you do it. Like, got my certification to be a personal trainer. I got a nutrition license. I got all sorts of stuff. I got to sleep last night a decent hour, and everybody else got in at like 4. So, yeah, not to brag, but I have a very large TV at home. I have businesses on the side and, you know, hobbies. I have everything planned out and thought out. It's about having a plan and executing it. I have less and less free time with each year because I decided to do more and more stuff to put it all together. Which is okay, because I like to party. I have light switches that I can turn on and off. Because, like, I have nothing else to do. I have to go to rehab for 2 hours a day. I'm never satisfied, you know. Like, I like to have the iPad at MLB at Bat app, or I have my laptop always going. So I'm, like, doing this, you know. You know, and I pitch a good game, so I think that's why we won. And I started reading more books on, you know, marathon running and, like, endurance training and stuff like that. When I'm away from the field, you know, and I don't have anything to do, and I think too much about baseball, then I tend to press. And I've had some good success against Tampa, so I'm going to look to continue that. I was doing football lifts and everything, but I was like, ah! You know? So it was great. I was really happy. Just from an inning standpoint, I was out there, you know, pretty much 6 2/3, 7 1/3, like almost every start. You know, I watched Formula One racing, I watched Shark Week. I had a couple games where I went, you know, 8. I went out to dinner last night. Like, now that loss is over, I have nothing to watch on TV. I had a mouthful of food, though, so I couldn't really yell. I don't really think there's anything physically holding me back at this point like there was last year. Obviously, I've had a lot of good games this year and last year, and there's only so much baseball that you can take before you kind of... So with someone like me, I guess. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. The people that I was with, they knew, you know, I was obviously very invested in the game. Obviously, I've pitched against all the teams so far this year. Obviously, I'm not out there reinventing, you know, molecular biology on the field and throwing strikes. As I transitioned into being a starter, I knew that I had to reinvent myself again. I'm a relatively G-rated personality off the field. If I spend too much time worrying about baseball, it's sort of like, you know, there's like a samurai proverb where if you can over-sharpen your knife and it eventually gets dull. I've been doing social media stuff for 8 years now. So a lot of people, you know, have seen me now, so I'm not sneaking up on anybody with the back door. You know, I feel like I've learned how to settle into that routine of throwing most of the game. I told a guy to wash his mouth out with soap yesterday. I was always someone that, like, took baseball seriously, even as a little kid. I was too serious, you know? I think Twitter is sort of, it's fun, but for me, it's mostly a promotional tool for my charity and for my off-the-field interests, whether it's my racing team or my friends, DJs or whatever, you know, all that stuff. It's literally bigger than my arm span, so it's got to be 72 inches or something like that, at least 75 inches. It's very large. I was watching our game, I was watching the Red Sox game, I was watching the Yankees game, kind of all at the same time. But wow, look at all these innings that our starters threw, and look at all the wins these guys got. And it's nice to be one of those guys.